Dutch Nation, hi. Brant Boersma. You know what? I got to figure out a new way to say hi to everyone to start it. Because it's always like, hey, what's up, Dutch Nation? Brant Boersma, hill. Hello. So let's be something new like this. Red couch time. Okay. Seriously, though, we're on the red couch today with my boy, Mason Smith, going line by line through the Creed. And Mason, you're going to be talking today. Are you really excited?
Oh, super pumped.
Man, what do you do? Who are you?
What do I do? Yeah, I'm Mason Smith.
Word. Feel it.
Unfortunately, your friend. and I work at the downtown Dutch Bros stand.
Yeah.
And yeah, worked at a couple shops around town, but yeah, basically just...
You're leaving soon, though. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving in about a month. I'm going on a month-long road trip with my wife.
Must be nice.
In our motorhome, our sketchy motorhome.
Yeah, Craigslist that.
Oh, dude, $3,000? Oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that because I resell
dropping
it.
Down. Don't resell it. Now you have to, yep, can't resell it.
Nobody on here is going to buy it now for more.
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, I heard on the podcast, I'm only buying that thing for $3,000. Now, listen, so, okay, we brought you in to talk about the line on the Creed where it is to think only the best, to work only for the best, and expect only the best. And I don't even know why. I think it's because you were like super nervous to talk about it. Is that real? Are you nervous right now?
I think I always get nervous for like anything. Yeah, I expect the best. I want the best.
You want the best, so you're like, oh.
So I'm nervous.
Now, well, I guess there's a couple things I want to dive into on it. There is to think only the best, to work only for the best, and to expect it. So it's like to think it. To work for that, where you are have that, and then to have that expectation. So how do you think only the best? Especially, I mean, we live in a world that is tainted. We live in a world that's fallen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, there is a lot of whacked out stuff in this world. So how do you actually find yourself in a place where you can think only the best?
I think I made the mistake of listening to Levi's podcast before I went on this one. so if I sound like Levi Aris, it's because I just listened to his. But like he said, I think it's the one thing you can control are your thoughts.
Yeah.
And like anything, like any placebo effect, what you think controls almost 100% of what you do and how you act.
So how do you think it, though? I mean, okay, when the world around you necessarily isn't the best. How do you still think the best? How do you make it?
I personally?
Well, how do you think? How do you make it better than it is? How do you think it to be better than it really is?
I mean, I believe in a creator. I believe in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and I believe there's something better and beyond this. I mean, if the world was all I had to look forward to, I probably wouldn't think only the best. You know?
Yeah.
So
hope.
Yeah, exactly. Faith, hope. Like hope for something better, for that, like that can be a little glimpse of like how God can change people and can make this life on earth a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I think like that's what is my driving force. And then if you think it tends to play out. Like I was just talking to Riley just a little bit ago. He works here. And he had one of those, you know, those balance band wristbands that were big.
Yeah.
And their selling point was they put it on you and then they, like push your arm down and they took it off you first, then push your arm, you like fell over. They put it on, you pushed it, and you didn't fall over. And like, dude, it works.
Yeah.
And it's because it's all in your brain.
It's all in your brain, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where the seed is planted, is in your brain, like, and to think only the best. And then it kind of comes
into fruition. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like when you are thinking for the best, then you find yourself when it's time to work. And so here's the deal, though. When it says that to work only for the best, I don't think that it's about like a job. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, work to me, there's a lot of different things of work. Work is, yeah, so it could be a 9-to-5, but also working is like, dude, I talk about, my family and I, we've been doing Sabbath for a year. It's been rad. And so all we do is take one day out of the week off from life, you know, and like we don't go on our phones, we don't go on anything, but 'cause what I found myself doing was like I'd work throughout the week, and then when it's time to go home, I'm working at home. Like I'm doing all the work that I didn't do, like all the work that I don't get paid to do at home, you know? And I was like, wow, there's so much. So working for the best really is just, it's more than like your actual employer. You know, you're like, oh, I work for the best employer ever. It's more than that. It's working for more, I guess.
It's every little thing you do. You were just talking about your dad and how he can make mowing the lawn seem like the most bitching thing ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's doing every little thing for the best and with optimism at the front of your mind. Like that's for something greater. That you're depositing each thing you do into almost like a metaphorical bank account where one day you're going to redeem it, you know?
So it's like that it's like the slight edge kind mm-hmm. of where it's that, you know, you're either working towards something or working against something, you know. Exactly. And so if you're working for the best, then maybe it's something it's like, you know, it's to get in shape. You know, it's like, well, if I want to get in the best shape, I've got to work towards it. Yeah, I mean, and I guess that's kind of maybe that's a little bit of a truth in it. Is that to have the best of anything takes work. You know, I say that yeah. It's something that I've said before. So I want to
spit the rap, bro.
I'll just say this. Listen, no, we did drop some. We dropped some sick rhymes.
No, we didn't. Brant did, and I mumbled.
But if you love what you do, you know, people say that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But I disagree with it. So I'm like, if it's something you love, you'll work your tail off to maintain it and make it even better. You know, you like that's the thing you actually pour into. Mm-hmm. You know, so at first it starts with that thinking there. Then it kind of flows into working. But then how do you expect great things? Why?
Why do I expect great things?
Yeah, why would you expect the best?
I mean, Trav talks about it. I don't want to expect anything, but you have to expect the best. You know, when you put in the work and put in the time, put in the effort, it's, again, optimism. This is a hard one.
Why?
You don't want to be prideful. It's hard not to be prideful when you expect to bet the best, expect to win, you know? Yeah. It's like a fine line between pride, like humility and pride, and confidence is where that line falls. And so to be confident in the best, that's tough.
Well, I mean, how do you keep it from being something that is, you know, because, hey, man, I expect amazing things in my life, but I don't want to come off as arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find that balance?
I think my favorite line in the creed is to be enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own success. And I think if you can also expect the best for others, that then and just as much as you want the success for yourself, I think that can really help you at your driving force is like not just to be all about expecting your own success, but about expecting other success. Yeah.
So expecting the best isn't just about you.
Exactly. It's about your team, about people around you. It's about anyone that you can touch.
So now, I guess, well,
it's
I mean,
tough.
Then, well, getting, let's just, let's dig into it, because that's what this is about. So thinking the best isn't just about you either, then.
No, it's not. Think about the best what's best for everyone. Because like what could be best just for you can be totally different than what's best for your team.
Well, and it could be actually something that could be really the best for you, but actually damaging to those around you.
Exactly.
So really it's not the best. You know, it is kind of a well, it's interesting. I went to this little one-day event called Catalyst not too long ago, and they were talking about it. One of the things they talked about is like, you know, it's not about being a well-rounded individual. You know, it's about having a well-rounded team. You know, mm-hmm. and so it's like and I guess in that aspect, it's like you could be like you're extremely great at a certain task or a certain discipline or whatever it is, but you're not very good at another one. But someone else on the team is fantastic at it. You know, and so you can think the best or expect the best out of that area for each different person. And it might mean, but it wouldn't, it like to think the best for just me is going to limit the best, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, totally. I mean, like the NFL. I mean, like Terrell Owens, I just watched a documentary on him. And like he even states that he's a selfish player. He only wants himself to win. Like he doesn't care if his team wins.
Yeah.
He just wants to look good on paper.
Yeah.
And like pay the bills. And so like he's expecting the best for himself.
Yeah.
But is that even like, isn't that even righteous? That's really self-righteous.
Well, then it came to a point where nobody even wanted him on his team
anymore. Exactly. Because he only expected the best for himself. So, I mean, then there's quarterbacks that have to expect the best for the whole team because if they expect the best for themselves and no receivers are catching balls, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
They still look like crap.
Well, and it's interesting because you see those, there's a lot of like, my favorite dynamics of teams like that is when the quarterback is scrambling and then the receiver is like, sees it and changes his route, you know, because he has to adapt his to, because the quarterback had to adapt. So, I mean, that kind of happens in life is you have to be willing to adapt it. So I think part of it, thinking only the best, is you have to, A, think about yourself, but then you have to think about the greater. Like, I mean, you're married, right?
Mm-hmm. My beautiful wife. 3 years in July. Oh, I'm like, whoa, we're tripping.
Oh, no.
Shelby, don't listen to this podcast.
So, but I mean, if it was all about you.
Oh, gosh.
Then obviously it's. So part of, I guess, this thinking for the best and working for the best and expecting the best, there's a big service requirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because in your marriage, if it's all about you, then it's not a great marriage, man.
Not at all. That's probably the best example of scenario expecting the best, you know, is, yeah, there's so much sacrifice you have to make for your spouse. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. And I bet she can vouch for that. But there's so many things you do that's expecting the best for your marriage, not expecting the best for yourself.
Yeah.
Just like Terrell Owens with his team, you know, that's big.
So, and I mean, if you, so when it comes to now, and then we'll go through this one more time, step by step, to think, now that we kind of beat it up a little bit, to think only the best. What does that mean?
To think only the best is not a selfish act. And it's, even though it sounds selfish, it's to think only the best for your team. I mean, let's go with Dutch Bros. It's to think only the best for the customer. If you're in the scenario, if you're working in the stand,
yeah,
it's, you're not thinking about the best for yourself. You're thinking about what's best for the customer. So you need, like, we can have all the procedures and the processes to make the drinks faster and more efficient and more effective. But if all those tweaks aren't better for the customer, then we don't need those tweaks at all, you know?
Yeah.
We have to reverse the cycle and sit in their seat. And then whatever's best for them is now best for us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, in life, you have to reverse the spectrum and look at it from a different angle.
So you're thinking the best, but then you kind of have, you put those thoughts into action.
Mm-hmm.
And work at it, and like I guess, you know, I you know, we talked about it before, how we kind of adopted this thing from the Optimist Creed, the Dutch Creed. But when you go line by line through this, when you hit this one, it does, the first thing that comes into my head is like, wow, this is kind of arrogant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, but it's not about that, you know what I mean? It's not about all those things, because and I think that it's easy to look at it and think, oh, yeah, you know, to, you know, think only the best, expect, I'll work for the best and expect the best because, you know, I'm the best. I'm like, I got initially caught up on that, hung up on the best. But if you take the best out and, you know, or if you instead focus it on the actual other things, it starts to make it so that it's like, well, you're not trying to come off going like, because I'm the best. It's trying to be. It's trying to almost raise a standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you change the word best to win, like, it'd be a different scenario. If you're just trying to win people and like win against people, or a boss, as you would say.
Oh yeah.
You know, it would be a different scenario. When you chose me for this line, I was like, oh no, this is a hard one, a different one.
It is hard, but that's why I like it, because it is different.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think that we can be. You know, I mean, we've been talking about this a little bit, you and I, just together, about being bossed and being led, and how different those things are. So I think if you're thinking of the best, to me is something more than what we know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means, oh, dude, it can be better. That always means there can be improvement, you know? And so if it's to think better, to work for something better, or to expect better, you know? But it's saying, instead of it saying being better, it's like saying, dude, the absolute, like, dude, let's like think of the grandest, think of the best. Work for something greater, work for something more, and then expect more than what you think is possible. Because I think that we get caught up in this life where it's very routine and very robotic and very, you know, it's like I think when we talk about it, it's like we boss ourselves around, mm-hmm. you know, instead of leading ourselves into something greater, leading ourselves to the best, we find ourselves bossing us around to the average.
Yeah. Settling.
Yeah.
Getting a routine of.
So what are you then talking about settling and striving for more? Because you've been working in the NGP for quite a while now, and you're going to be moving on to open up a stand. And you're always have been kind of striving for more and more. You've been buying and selling vehicles on Craigslist for it. Why do something more than the average? Because a lot of guys and gals your age just kind of don't. I mean, how old are you now?
23.
But you're going for something greater, not the standard.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to make my goal to save $250,000. I'm at zero by the time I'm ready to franchise. I'm like, what's a fun way, instead of just not eating out, not doing anything? Like, I could just go to work. You could have
been disciplined.
Yeah, I could have like bossed myself and be like, I go to work, I go to school, I go home, I don't eat out, I don't do anything, I just save money. And I probably would have saved $50,000, you know? Yeah. But like, I found a fun, aggressive way to buy and sell things to make the money I needed.
How did you do that? What would you do? What do you do?
I would sit on Craigslist for hours and I mean, yeah, I started with one vehicle and I would buy it low and then sell it high. I've done it 58 times now.
58. No. Wow. 58. No.
Don't buy a vehicle from me. Okay, everybody who listens to this podcast is going to know that. This is what.
It's not. I mean, that's nothing. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
They buy and sell. They do it with homes. They do it with all kinds of things. But there's something interesting in it, is because you're not settling for just what you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. kind of had to. You said something. You said I didn't want to do something that, or what did you say? You didn't want to.
I didn't want to settle for the. I mean, $20,000 saving, that is what the
that's
goal.
That's hard.
That's the goal. Yeah. I mean, that's like, that would have got you there. That would have got me there. But what was unexpected and what I thought might set me apart and give me the opportunity to franchise, because I know it's 1 in 1,000, you know, so slim. Yeah. Was if I could save all of, if I could be disciplined enough and to save all of it to go above and beyond and think the best, like that could set me apart, you know? Like, yeah. It set my future for like me, my family, my wife. If I could go into franchising with zero debt, I could start a family and like we wouldn't have to rail. Like, I know that financial troubles are the number one reason for divorce.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want that to happen. So like, my wife never knew how much money like I had whenever she married me. Yeah. And she never knew like all that's about me, but I just didn't want that to be a factor. And then
she marries you. She's like, get off of Craigslist.
I'm like, just babe, this is a house.
babe, you want to eat? You want to eat? No, I'm just kidding.
You like food?
So it's interesting because you were thinking, your first thing that you did is you thought of something greater. You thought of something better, and then you went to work. You went on Craigslist. You started 58 times now.
58 buy and sells.
But and then now, though, you go in to doing this effort now with an expectation. Like, you don't buy a car and go, like, I sure hope. Like, you expect it to sell.
I expect the best. I expect to make the most money. Everybody always tells me, there's no way you're going to sell for that much. I'm like, you just wait.
And you wheel and deal a ton. Like, what's the greatest deal you've ever gotten on Craigslist?
I bought an 07 STI in Sacramento. I saw it on Craigslist, popped up, and then it was up for 20 minutes. I called the guy, said, I'll be there in 6 hours. And so I bombed down there and I bought it, and I bought it for $8,000.
Yeah.
It was sketchiest deal I've ever had, but I expected that it was going to work out.
Yeah.
I had the title sent to me and it came. Like, it didn't come with the title, which is sketchy, but it came in the mail and I got it, and I ended up selling it for like $21,000.
Wow.
And it took me 2 weeks. And I was like, and then, but that's happened quite a few times for me. Like, crazy things have worked out. Like, I bought a Tacoma for 12 and sold it for 22. And there's, like, just been crazy things that, I mean, it's been small gains, too.
Yeah, right. You know, have you ever suffered loss in the game?
Okay, one time I bought a Jeep, and it was checked out 100%. I was projecting 1,500 to 2,000 gain. And the engine block had a hole in it, and it was patched with JB Weld. And I always go through the engine to make sure, because I don't want to, like, I always flush out the system and have a mechanic look at it. And they're like, yeah, this is shot. Like, this head's done. And I'm like, oh, no. They're like, it's about $1,000 to replace it. And I was like, all right, just do it. Do whatever you got to do. So they replaced the head and everything. And I ended up making $100 off the whole deal. It took me like 2 months. But I could have very well just left it and sold it. I was like, that. And I was like, it's not worth it.
You're already in a place where, you know, you're thinking the best, working for the best, expecting the best. And you're like, this isn't. That means you also want to be I think part of like executing that too, you know, like that's not the best. That's not the best. That's not the better thing that you can be doing, that you're capable of doing. You know, when I think of this line of the creed, that's the number one thing that pops up in my brain and you, is that you did something that was suited to your talents. And it wasn't something that was just like, this is something that's mundane and boring for me. This is something, it was something that excited you and got you going for it, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I'm not about being boring and saving money. I don't believe like that I should boss myself into a daily routine. My friend sat me down the other day. He's like, dude, he's like, okay, I figured it out. I sold my car. I don't have a gym membership. I'm not eating out ever, like, for the next 2 years. I'm going to save money, go to school, and work. That's it. And I was like, a couple years ago, I looked at him like, that's sick, dude. I looked at him like, that sounds boring.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that sounds like a boring next 2 years. I'm like, can you find a way to make money that's fun? You know, like, I find buying selling cars fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty guaranteed. It's not guaranteed, but.
Well, and it's not even just about money, too. It's like, can you tell me a fun way to get in shape? You know, because it's, or tell me a fun way to freaking learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me a fun way to, you know, do anything.
Sell coffee.
You know, right.
We do it.
You know what I mean? Because there is. There can be a total, I mean, everybody, I think, has experienced that robotic routine of coming through. And hearing, you know, you go through the stand and it's, hey, how are you? Good. What can I get you? Mocha. You know.
You're expecting normality on that
one. You expect, you have, there's an expectation. But there can be more. And when you're thinking of how can I do more, how could I be more, you end up, it just is a matter of time before that starts coming out of you, and then you find yourself working more, and then it makes it easier to expect more.
You know how many, like, you know how many deals I've gotten from customers because I've dove into a relationship with a customer?
Totally.
I probably bought 10 cars from customers that were great. Yeah, because this is an ask. Like, I get into their lives, and they're like, you know what? I know what you do, and I'm going to cut you doing this car.
That's awesome. If they want it off their hands, and then they know and you're going like to be able to make some money on it. And
it's easy. And like, if I would have just like normal, hey, how are you? Good, how are you? What are you drinking? Da, 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 da. You know, you never would have found that deal. Like, not, it's really selfish, but like,
it just doesn't lead to anything.
No, but like, I don't know. You can go deep. If you go deeper, like, good things, fruit comes from going deeper with customers. You know, fruit comes from going deeper in life, from expecting the best.
Yeah. Well, and I think it all starts with the way we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you think that, well, it's that, if you think that life sucks, it probably sucks.
It does.
If you think that life is bitching, it's probably bitching.
If you think that things are not possible for you, like, yeah, Mason did, or yeah, Brant's done it.
But
or,
I can't do that.
But that's such a long shot. Like, yeah, no, like, Provost franchise, and look at him. But I can never do that. And like right. That's one in a thousand. Yeah, then you'll never do it.
Yeah.
You know?
So there is it. So it's important. There's three things that are really important. Thinking. And then putting in the work.
And then expecting.
And then expect it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting amazing things. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The hardest thing I've ever gone through was my dad's illness, you know, and my dad passing. That was the hardest thing I've gone through in this life so far. And I prayed nothing harder comes along the way, you know. But the thing that I appreciate the most is that in that experience, I learned so much. And so I expect amazing things because I know even in the darkest space, there's something more that I can draw from. There's something more that I can, because this experience is something that has been tailor-made for me, you know? And so I can make the most out of it. It all depends on what I think about it. And granted, you know what? It was the freaking hardest thing and the saddest thing and it sucks. And I can go there in my mind and think about it. And I could right now get super bummed and super sad and super emotional. Or I can take it to going, man, I'm so grateful that I got taught these lessons that I got taught, you know, and I'm so grateful. And a lot of it has to do with that hope. A lot of it has to do with, you know what? I have this expectation of something more, you know, in life.
Not to go super biblical on this one, but who led the Jews out of Egypt?
It wasn't me.
No, but you know, like, was it Moses? There you go.
Nailed it.
When Moses, like, rescued the Jews out of Egypt, and all these bad things had happened, and he was running from the Pharaoh and whatnot, and he got to the sea, and he went to part. If he was expecting it not to part, you know, like, it was the worst case scenario. He's gonna die, and he expected it, dude, and just boom, opened up. You know, just like I don't know, expect the best.
Expect it, yeah. I think when you have these high expectations is that, you know, it may fall short of that expectation. But, like, that's okay.
Shoot for the moon, because if you miss, you land on a star.
Right, amen.
Cliche.
Well, but how real is it that if, like, you know, hey, I'm going to try and get a six-pack. Hi. Yeah, laugh. Oh, you son of a... Laugh away, Mason. But you know what? I think it, and I have to work at it, and then I'll expect it to come. And even if I don't get the six pack, bitch, watch out, Dutch Nation.
It's like the last thing you're missing. You know, like, you got it all except for that.
Except for a six pack, man.
But I will say this, though.
If you think it and you put the work into it and you have this expectation, it may not come. But guess what? I'm probably going to be in a lot better shape then in the future than I am today if I put in the work, if I put in that thinking. Because the thinking develops the work. The thinking is what goes, hey, how can I make this not boring? How can I make this not something lame? How can I make something more and something more fun that I'm going to stay engaged in? And then, you know, you'll find yourself, that's where growth and that's where all that good stuff happens. So, six packs. Watch out. All right. Well, hey, dude, it's a thick one. So, you know what? Think only the best. Work only for the best. And expect the best. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I think the number one thing that it really says to me is don't settle.
Hey, man, never arrive till you depart.
Hey, yeah.
Travis Borsma.
Boom. All right, Dutch Nation. Well, thank you for joining us again on this beautiful, Tuesday here.
Tuesday.
Who knows when you'll listen to it. But I hope that you have a freaking unbelievable tasty beverage in your hand, sipping on some good Dutch love and listening to the beautiful Mason Smith. Hey, Mason, if you have anything that you could say to Dutch Nation, what would that be?
Build relationships. Each customer, build a relationship. Go deeper.
Yeah. Expect more from them. They're not a customer. They're more than that. They're a freaking human that comes through. You know what I mean? And who knows what it'll lead to.
Dude, and they can do a lot for you. I mean, you can do a lot for them, but they can also do a ton for you. Man. The most valuable position we have, like the position that's going to get you the farthest in life is the window. You know, you're going to make more connections. Like pulling shots only goes as far as Dutch Bros. But human interaction... Like, that's a life skill.
That's awesome.
Go deep.
Boom. All right, guys. Stay out of trouble. Peace, peace, peace. Love, love, love.